I don't blame you for that at all. Well, you know, Ray, we live on top of the hill, and the rain was hitting the front and the end of the house, and then the wind hit it. And luckily, it didn't do any damage to the house. I did have a couple of limbs come down. I went out there and with a chainsaw, cut them up, got them all cleaned up, and out of the way. And but everything else kind of held its own. But I'm glad you didn't have any damage up there. And I hope your tomato plants do well tonight. I don't know that it'll get down frosty up there at your place. I hope it doesn't. But you're ahead of me. I haven't even got my tomato plants in the ground yet. The ground's a little wet out there. I'm still hoping that I'll get it in by Friday. I need to run the tiller over it one more time and then lay the rows off and put stuff in the ground. So tomorrow's supposed to be a little cool, but then it's supposed to start warming back up again. So hopefully I'll get it in on Friday and we'll go from there. But I hope your tomato plants don't get any frost on them.
Well, I do too. I need to get up here in the upper garden and do some plowing up there and get it ready. I'm gonna call on Jerry to give me a hand on that. He's the man he used to be, Jerry. See, I had to get him to help me unload my fertilizer when I brought it in the other night. I used to take one of them 50-pound bags under each arm and walk off with it. Now I have trouble walking off with one of them, but he helped me carry it out. I guess I can't complain after 90 years over.
Not a bit in the world. And you're still as much a man as you ever were, Ray. You just can't do quite as much and do it as fast as you used to.
I do about everything I used to do. It just takes longer.
Take a little longer. You know, we've learned as we get older, you know, we don't have to do everything yesterday and get everything done in one day. That, you know, we can put off till tomorrow for a little bit if we want to.
Yeah, I agree with you there. But just to make sure everybody understands, I'm not complaining. I feel like I'm a lot better off than a lot of people I know with a lot less years on them, so I count my blessing, go on and do what I can, Jerry. I'm not complaining at all, over.
All right, but it's, you know, we're very fortunate that we have the health that we have. I'm still in pretty good health as far as I know, and if I don't know it, my body's not telling me about it, so I guess I'm doing all right there. But there's a whole lot of folks that are a lot younger and a lot worse shape than I am and having a lot more trouble than I do, and you're the same way. And there's folks a whole lot younger than you that are having a whole lot of problems. I hate it for them, and I know you do. But I'm thankful for my health and all the blessings that I've had. And if I don't ever get another one, I've had my share of somebody else's, I guess, right?
See what you're talking about. You know, I just think about it the other day. Edie, you hear people talking about the American dream all the time. How you start off and you go through life and live the American dream. Gary, we've done that. You look back at our history from the time Edie and I got married till we stand right now. And we're not rich, never have been, never will be, but we've been comfortable. And that's all the fella can really ask. I borrowed $20 to get married on over.
You've told me about that. But you're right. You know, I've had some younger folks come in and look at some of the stuff that I've got. And you know, man, I wish I had as many tools as you got. I said, well, if you buy them a little bit along like I did over 50 years, you might accumulate some if you don't lose them. I said, I probably between me and my children, I said I probably lost as many as I've got now. Because I didn't take care of them. But if you buy them and you take care of them and you accumulate them over a number of years, I said, you'll have something when it's all said and done.
sockets from a kit that I bought from Western Auto in Asheville, North Carolina, before I ever went in the Army. Over.
About two and a half years ago, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Let's see. Well, I got it. I went in the Army in about 50, I think it was. I had to go back and check and see. I don't remember. But I just got out of high school, about 18, 19 years old. And that would put it back in about 1939.
That's amazing. But I'm glad you still got them, Ray. You know, I was on the internet the other day, and they was talking about stuff that's worth all kinds of money. And I looked at some of that stuff, and I said, goodness gracious, I had that when I was growing up, and we throwed it away. But it's stuff that we had back then. It's collector's items now.
How much? I got one item, not going to name it, but it's the one item that was only made for 2 years. It was manufactured for 2 years, and I picked that one up for a reasonable price, and I've hung on to it every now and then. I would say offhand it's probably a collector's item now, over.
Got my mind about that, Ray. I've got an old oil lamp and the hanger that you hang on the wall that my grandmother and grandfather had. I don't know how old it is, but I've still got it here and it still works. I don't have any oil in it right now, but it's still got a wick and all that stuff in it and in the chimney. And I tell you what, I wouldn't take a gold guinea for it, but if somebody come in and looked at it, they'd probably tell me it was worth a fortune.
Well, hang on to it. You never know what it's worth. It's usually worth just about how much the other guy wants to pay for it, Gary. This old Swin bicycle out here is a 1950s model, somewhere in that vicinity. And Anyhow, the big Swin, I can't remember the name of it now, but it's the best one, the highest line in the line that they made at that particular time. And the last time I saw one was a replica down at the Great Escape. They were asking $3,000 for it. I don't know if they still got it or not. Well, this one I got it's all original. I had to replace some parts, but I scattered around and I found original Swin parts to replace, so it's still original all the way through. And I'd be curious to know how much it would be worth somebody that really wanted to really get in for collecting bicycles, which I ain't gonna get this one for a while yet. I'm gonna hang on to it as long as I can.
SKI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net for K4SUG. That's not that Black Phantom you got up there, is it, Ray?
That's it. You put the name on it. I don't know why I couldn't think of it.
You was talking about. Well, I tell you what, that's a beautiful bicycle. They don't make them like that anymore, Ray.
No, I've been wanting to take it up to you on the Swamp Rabbit Trail and show it off a little bit.
They put you a sidearm on when you do, Ray. Somebody will try to take that away from you.
They'd have to fight for it, Gary. This is the second one I've had. I worked a paper route, and my mother bought the first one for me for a birthday present. And then buying it for me, she paid $7 down on it and left me with the bill to pay the rest of it off. At that particular time, they were selling for a little over $100. Now, this is back in 1950, Gary, so do the math. $100 was a lot for a bicycle then. But I worked and made the money off a paper route to pay for that thing. And I rode it to school one day. I was always real careful about it. I had a lock for it, and I was always real careful to lock it up when I got off of it. And that morning I was running late. I wanted to hurry to get into class so the teacher wouldn't chew me out. Didn't put the lock on it. When I came back out lunchtime, it was gone. So it would take your time and lock them up if you want to keep them, that's for sure. Anyhow, that's what happened to the first one. This one I got now. The fella found this one. He was doing maintenance work. He painted. He was a painter. And he worked in these motels and so and hotels. When people would move out, he'd go in and repaint everything, clean everything up for the next customer. He went out to the bunk jumper one night and he found that leaning up against the side of the dumpster. And he remembered me telling about the first one I had, so he put it in his truck and brought it to me. It was mostly just a frame. It had one wheel on it, and the tank was still there, and the frame. And I looked at it and said, now, what do you expect me to do with that? But I located a guy who had been in the swing business for quite a while, and he had access to a lot of swing original parts. And I got together with him and ordered some stuff, and we put her back together in brand new condition, just like it was when it come from the factory.
You got a gem in that one, no doubt. And yeah, back in 1950, $100 was a whole lot of money. You know, you could you could do a lot with $100 and still have a bunch of change left in your pocket. I guess $100 now is somewhere be close to, you know, maybe $10 or less now, probably less.
Well, I was making approximately $10 a week on the paper route, depending on how many customers I managed to keep. And that ought to give you an idea. But it was worth it. It was worth every minute of it. And I really enjoyed rebuilding this one, too.
I don't have a bicycle anymore. I got rid of mine. I had a one of them 12, 13 speed, real lightweight bicycles. And it sat out there, and the derailleur got rusty, and the chain got rusty, and things just started falling apart. And I decided instead of investing a whole bunch of money in it and getting it all back up to where I could ride it, that if I was going to have a bicycle, I'm going to find me one with big old balloon tires or a whole lot bigger than those little narrow, skinny tires. Something that's comfortable to ride, you know, a touring bike like we grew up with, instead of these racing bikes they have out there now.
That ride's got a good ride to it. This Black Phantom is the one to look for. It's got the spring forks on it, and it's balloon tires. And it's got a good ratio on the sprocket, so it's not all that hard to pull. I rode that one I rode it on a paper route, and then I got another job making deliveries around Asheville. I won't go into that, take too long, but anyhow, I covered the waterfront in Asheville and the surrounding territories on it, all over them mountains. And me and it got along just fine. I better get off here, Gary, and let you go on. It's getting late, over.
Well, you know, me and you, we get kind of carried away. I didn't even look at the clock, but you're talking about delivering up there in Asheville on a bicycle. I tell you what, you had a lot of hills to go up and down up there, even around the waterfront.
Part of my body was my legs, over.
You had no trouble when you went in the Army, Ray, carrying all that weight you had to carry in the Army.
It had a whole lot to do with it.
I'll let you go. You take care. Tell Miss Edie we said hello, and good talking with you this evening. Hope you find the problem with your truck up there. I know you will. Just take a little time, get out there and tinker with it. But sometimes if you don't have a, a major problem. These things that are like that, it's kind of hard to trace down sometimes, but you'll find it and get it all taken care of. But in the meantime, you take care, stay safe, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. Take care of them tomato plants. If we have additional check-ins or additional comments for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KI4DOS.
Kilo 4, really quick operator, Tony down here in Cleveland, Georgia.
Good evening, KK4RQO, Mr. Cody down here in Cleveland, Georgia. Appreciate you being with us tonight. You got any comments for us?
Yeah, I'm just sitting here looking like this, fat and happy like a hare in a biscuit. Kind of funny, everybody still asks me on Facebook here, says, well, how you hold out being cooped up? And I tell them the same thing every day. As long as my radios are working, I'm happy, happy, happy. But what kind of Schwinn bike was y'all just talking about? I'm going to have to look that thing up. It kind of made my ears perk up. I'm a mountain biker there when I'm not on the radio. And, yeah, it just kind of made my ears perk up there. I like the classics. I got a 1970-something. Beach cruiser bike out at my shed. I'm gonna try and restore one of these days, and probably a 40s model Schwinn banana seat.
I'm talking about a Schwinn Black Phantom. Had a Springer front end, and had to look like a gas tank across the bar there, and fenders, and oh, it was a Cadillac, no doubt about it. Look that up. You might enjoy it.
Roger, I'm going to do that right now. I just didn't catch it there, so I figured I'd ask before I forgot about it, and it bugged me until I caught you the next time there, so yeah, I'll definitely do that. Yeah, I suppose what I just said there, not much really to report here right now. I'm just watching the cats licking their lips after they just stuffed their faces with more food. One of them's up here on the bed, thinks she's going to claim the whole thing. I'm like, nope, if I get up there, you're going to be throwing off the sheets. So... alrighty, with that, we'll say 7-3 and turn it back over to you there. Hope everyone's doing good out there, and maybe good Lord willing, and all the stuff hands out, everything should be back open maybe by next month after next, and get out there and stretch your legs again. But anyhow, 7-3 from KK4RQO.
You take care down there, and... yes, I've been in here playing radio a little bit, not as much as I would like, but I've had so much to try to catch up on outside, getting it done and some other things that my sweet bride wanted me to do. You know, I got the honey-do list that never ends, because by the time I mark one or two things off, she puts four or five more on there. But I can't blame her for that. You know, it keeps me busy. And so that's a good thing. But you take care, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. Enjoy it there, young man. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I just want to mention, appreciate what Ray said about a possible frost tonight in tomato plants. I planted out about 20-something, and I'm about winded. I've been out covering them over. I had gotten from a Dipsy dumpster at a restaurant several years ago, a whole bunch of 1 gallon cans with the tops out. Never knew what I was going to do with them, but they're coming in good tonight. I'm covering my plants over. So to Ray, I appreciate that. Both of you. See you a bit later. That's all I had. I'm going to go back out and finish covering them over.
Well, you slow down a little bit. I know it's late, but you don't need to be out there getting winded. Get your tomato plants covered up, and I hope they do well. I'm sure they will. But appreciate you coming back in there. You take care. Additional comments or additional check-ins all the way through the... additional check-ins or comments all the way through the alphabet. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4, Victor Kilo November, K4VKN, Allen in Piedmont, and we're negative and negative.
All righty, Allen, we got you. K4VKN, Mr. Allen down there in Piedmont. Any other check-ins or any other comments? I'd love to get one more to make it a nice, even round number 60 tonight. Any other check-ins, call KI4DOS.
Yes. OYC, Josh, Woodfin, just popping in. Say hi. Appreciate Ken's details to the guests. Hope you have a good rest. I'll be clear.
Call sign again up there, Woodfin.
Kilo Michael 4, Oscar Yankee Charlie.
I'm in KM4OYC. Now, sorry I missed it the first time, but you're picket fencing just a little bit, not too bad, but I got you the last time. But you made a nice round number 60 tonight. Appreciate you being with us. Hope you're doing well. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Give me a moment, just a moment. I'm going to try to do this electronically tonight. I don't know how it's going to work, but I'm going to see if it's going to read up the net report back. I'm going to log my net report. I just generated it. There again, I didn't know if that was going to work or not, but I guess it did. It read it back to me. So we're in good shape. Don't have to call in for a net report, but just get to generate it locally now. But folks, I do appreciate each and every one of you out there in Radio Land that came in and talked with us tonight. Come back tomorrow night, Mr. Matt, WG4MC, will be calling the net, and give him a good dose of Rider's crap. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We're thanks for all those folks out there in Radio Land checked in with us. We will now return repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. Y'all stay safe. This is KI4DOS clear.
DOS, KK4RQO. Yeah, how do y'all do that? Is that part of your repeater up there, or is that some kind of program? Because, Lord knows, I'd love to have something like that. I run a net down here for the Toccoa Stevens County Amateur Radio Society. And the way I'm doing it right now is I'll take the report down on paper and then relay it via Facebook back to the club president there. So, yeah, is that part of y'all's repeater or what?
It is part of the repeater. Dave, W4DJW, and Wyatt, KJ4CTD, and a whole bunch of others. I don't know who all was involved in it, but Wyatt and Dave have been working on that, and of course the rest of the repeater committee. I'm not leaving anybody out, I hope. I'm just saying that two that are the computer people that I know. I know there's other computer people on the repeater committee, but yeah, that's all done through the computer and into the repeater. And it worked out real well tonight. I was surprised that I could get it to work because I'm a computer dummy.
Roger. Yeah, the repeater down there at the office over at Stone Mountain used that net logger, and I'm like, I think I'll just stick to the old pen and paper. If I'm doing personal logging for HF, I'll do it in a computer. But, I think I'll just stick to a pen and paper, considering at max I might see 15 on a good night there, so. But alrighty, well, we'll let you go ahead and shut her down and hit the sack or do what you got to do there. I was just kind of curious about that. And again, thanks for telling me about that bike. I'm actually looking at that right now. Man, I wish I had enough money to forget the other station I was talking about, get him to let go of his, or man, I wish I could get a time machine and go back and get one of those things fresh off the line.
When you might run across one there, Cody, but it's a fantastic bike. It's a road bike. It's comfortable and it rides good. And you might be able to ride it up there or like in the mountains. You do like your mountain bike, but that one's I think more for touring than anything else. But anyway, you take care, and maybe you can get in touch with Dave, W4DJW, one night. He might be able to get you some information on the links to the computer, from the computer to the repeater, and that way you can do it that way. But I would suggest talking to him because he knows a whole lot more about it than I do. Anyway, you take care. I'm going to go get me a cup of coffee. KK4RQO, KI4DOS.
Roger. Well, thank you again, my friend. KK4RQO clear at QRT. 73 until next time.